I'm Adam. I'm at Friends of the Earth's annual conference 2011 in Nottingham, and I'm talking to Keith Condacourt. Got the pronunciation right,
Keith? More or less, Condarker. That'll do.
Condarker, I'm sorry. Keith's from the Coventry and Warwickshire local group.
It's local groups, yeah. We've got six groups around Coventry and Warwickshire, so I'm from the Nuneaton group, but we all work together on the waste projects.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about those waste projects. What are you actually doing at the moment?
What we've been doing is we've been trying to stop an increase of incineration, and we're trying to get all the waste in Coventry and Warwickshire and the wider West Midlands to be recycled. There's a big push from large corporates to do these PFI waste contracts and push as much waste into burning as possible. Whereas obviously Friends of the Earth wants that waste to be reduced as much as possible, and we want to get continuous reductions in the amount of waste going to landfill and being burnt. Both burning and landfilling are bad options. And we've just successfully stopped the building of a bigger incinerator in Coventry and Warwickshire, and we're working with other groups like Shrewsbury and in Leicestershire to stop them having incinerators as well. So it's a big push around the whole of the West Midlands and the East Midlands to stop the march for incineration.
So among those local groups that you're working with, roughly how many active campaigners are we talking about?
Very few. A lot of it is just one or two people going to key meetings and putting pressure on the portfolio holders, doing stories in the media. And what we're doing now is, of course, we're going to public inquiries and planning meetings. So for the next month, I'll spend a lot of time at the Shrewsbury public inquiry, stopping an incinerator being built there. So lots of boring and geeky stuff, but great fun making fools of big waste companies.
Cool. So we're at Friends of the Earth's annual conference. How's it been for you so far?
There's always a buzz. It's the only time of the year I'm surrounded by people who are like myself, passionate about doing stuff. And you get the international speakers who do remarkable things and quite often get arrested. But they're changing the world, and in a different way, far less risky in many ways, but we're changing the world here. And I really think it inspires people to do stuff. We are achieved so much over 40 years. I've achieved so much over just 6 years. I've changed from someone who just started writing a letter to a council to someone who changes the whole council's waste policy and then goes and changes the waste policy of neighbouring councils. So that's remarkable. And one of the things I want to do is actually get around to changing laws. And actually, in my field, incineration, I'd like incinerators to be taxed, because that would actually mean we don't have to start fighting each incinerator. Each incinerator would be properly taxed for its damage, and therefore we'd have a lot less of them.
And how long a project do you think that is going to be for you?
I don't know. I've started a petition on the government's website to get a tax on incineration. But yeah, they might have a tax in the budget next year. It might be 3 years, 5 years. But incineration needs taxing. We're going to tax landfill heavily to stop people putting stuff in landfill at £80 a tonne. If we don't tax burning waste in incinerator, we won't drive all that waste to recycling. So you can't say how long a campaign is, but it's a very winnable campaign. No one wants big French, American, German waste companies coming into Britain and having a tax-free way of earning money when all the recyclers are at a disadvantage.
Cool. So back to conference. What's your highlight been so far?
I think the director's speeches and the debate between them. I mean, they're all very different. And if that's almost good, you've got controversy and different techniques. Obviously, they all want to do the same thing, but they've all got different ideas of how you do it. But, yeah, it's...
I guess that diversity is one of Friends of the Earth's strengths overall, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, we're not all the same. I'm a very technical person. I understand all the mathematics behind climate change and emissions. Where there's other people who are far more... passionate and far more better at talking to people than I am. I'm a sort of talking to councillors, doing the geeky stuff person. But the diversity is wonderful, and you've got all the people who can actually get involved in communities and do community projects.
I think you've done a brilliant job for us today. Thanks very much, Keith. See you soon.
Bye.